Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. Had a Would You Rather at Jason and Tony on Facebook this morning. It was, would you rather have your butt crack showing all the time or everybody else's butt crack showing all the time? And thanks for all the great comments on Facebook.
Crack is whack.
So which would you rather do? Foster Young says they would have to see mine. I agree with Foster because I don't want to see everybody else's. That's the only reason I'm picking my own.
Well, I know, but...
Not because it's pretty or something.
Yeah, but we know Foster, and that painted an awkward picture.
Yeah.
I love you, Foster, but he's kind of got that Duck Dynasty thing going on, and I don't... he don't do it for me.
Sure. But not back there.
Not back there. Yeah. I don't want to see that.
I mean,
he got a butt beard. No, his beard's up here.
Right, yeah. Sharon Chapel Pierce says...
Duh. That'd be weird if you had the beard back there now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and the duck calls would be really weird, too.
Imagine Duck Dynasty with rear beards.
No, we can't be doing that. No, let's not. Let's say we did, but not.
Hey, check it out. I'm going to Santa Claus.
Sharon Chapel Pierce. Sorry, Sharon, we're bringing you up right after
this.
Hey,
look, it's Chris Stapleton. Hey, look here. Look at my Jamie Johnson, y'all.
Sorry.
Two of them are walking together at ZZ Top. Also, this morning, we had some pretty bad jokes, Tony.
Well, we're pretty good.
It depends on how you look at them. Guarantee you'll tell a few of these today in today's Picking and Grinning. I'm picking.
And I'm grinning. Well, Jason, I seen a lady friend yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed she had her eyebrows drawn on way too high.
Way too high.
Yeah, I told her. She seemed surprised.
Tony, somebody came up on my porch and cracked my jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, that's awful.
No, it's okay. I applied pumpkin patch.
Okay, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
What sound do laughing pianos and motorcycles make?
I don't know.
Yama ha 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 ha.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
What do you call a fish with two knees?
I give up.
A toonie fish. Tony brought you a brand new word of the day today.
Helping you with the vocabulary.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present... Tony's word of the day.
Yell, squeak, squeak. Yell, squeak, squeak. Yell, squeak, squeak. Yell, squeak, squeak. Is the sound that you hear when a clown with a machete is chasing somebody down the street. Yell, squeak, squeak. Yell, squeak, squeak.
That's Tony's word of the day.
Dog poop in public parks have become an issue.
I think it's time somebody cracked down.
Hello! This is Captain Corporal Commander Lieutenant Master Sergeant Yodeling Champion and Volunteer Fireman Smith Wesson with this reminder. We're cracking down on public park pet poo-poo. It's my primary pet peeve, and I'm cracking down.
You know, I was at the park with my son. He told me he found a Halloween candy bar and he ate it. When I smelled his fingers, I knew it was due.
Somebody didn't pick up their pet poo and a poor person paid the price.
Little man's okay now. But I tell you, he was wormy. Those worms, they messed up karate lessons.
Heck no! He can't kick when he's dropping worms. And now he'll miss self-defense classes and be left vulnerable to bullying in the halls of school.
Yeah, all because of that dog, dude.
The world's becoming a sad and soiled world, but picking up pet poo is something we can do. about it. That's why we're cracking down on public park pet poo-poo.
Brought to you by Pat Pip. People against pets pooing in public places.
Some Halloween trick-or-treating tips from the elderly.
And now, Halloween tips from the elderly.
You older kids, stop trick-or-treating and taking all the candy. If you're 15 or older, you should be out trying to buy beer, like all the other hooligans your age.
This has been Halloween Tips from the Elderly. And now, Halloween Tips from the Elderly.
Listen up! You get one piece of candy tonight. So when they give you a fun-size Snickers or a rock or a paperclip, move on! I'm not made of money!
This has been Halloween Tips from the Elderly.
When we say the best, we mean it. Although it doesn't always turn out to be the best. But it is the best country lyric that's never been written.
Needs to be greatest hits.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Pinto beans are better when they're hotter. And they put the bubbles in the bubble bath water.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you today with today's Real Good. All right, there aren't a ton of bookstores around anymore because of all the, you download them now. Yeah, and if you want a real one, you just have to order it from Amazon.
All the digital stuff.
But there's a group of people who recently pitched in to save their local bookstore.
Aww.
It's called October Books. Uh-huh. And they'd managed to stay in business for 40 years. So this is a staple in this community.
They were locals at the bookstore.
Then their rent went up in July and they just couldn't afford it anymore. I mean, they're a bookstore.
You know, rent's high.
Well, someone started one of those GoFundMe fundraising campaigns, and it managed to raise over $500,000, and they bought another building so they could relocate.
$500,000.
So that saved the store, but they still had to move, and it was a huge task because there was 2,000 books in the bookstore.
Oh, so now they got to get them to the new building.
Yeah, but they didn't have to really move it that far. The new building was just down the street about 500 feet. So this past Sunday, 250 volunteers moved all the books by forming a human chain.
Cool. Like ants.
Yeah. They lined up between the original location and the new location, passed two or three books at a time down the line, and knocked the whole thing out in a few hours.
Just hand off one to another. You could empty a store quick like that.
One woman who helped out said it was amazing to see what could happen when a whole community comes together. Nothing truer has ever been said.
Wow. Yeah, we could all carry away from
that's
that.
That's great. To all those people, y'all are real good. Thanks for listening to today's spooky Halloween episode of In Case You Missed It.